Bava Metzia, Per Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. We're going away now from halachas of Shomrim. This halacha is really a halacha that should be, well, it's more shaykh to Bava Kama. But it has a certain amount to do with Toin Vinitin, and that's why it's here. Omer l'shnayim, gozalti lechem mikem mona, ve'eni yedei eze mikem. A person knows that he took money from one person. He doesn't know who it is. Now, the two people themselves could say, well, maybe you owe us money. Of course, they're not going to be able to be moitzi moment based on their shema from his shema. The question is, what does he have to do? Oy ovim shalachem mikem hifkid limone v'eni yedei ezehu. This is shaykh related to a little bit of pikadon. And the question is over here that he's holding on to a chavitz that belonged to one of their fathers. V'eni yedei ezehu. I don't know which one. Who should I give it back to? What should I do? Noisen lazemone, shahoyde mi piatzmei. He has to give both of them because he was moida. Now, in Hilchis Teveya, like we said, in Hilchis Teveya, Toyin v'nitin, there's no mokum for their tvir to be considered as machriya connected his. So what over here exactly is the mechai? What happened to my tzmecha v'olof haraya? So the Gemara explains clearly that we're talking over here, hoydim pi atzmoi, is he's coming clean. He's being mechai himself, lots of deshamayim. Shaila is a shaila b'noi l'vein atzmei, not in Hilchis Toyin v'nitin. They can't be moitzim mom from him. What should he do? Heyois, he's trying to come clean, and he definitely has a chiyuv, so he should pay both of them. It's clear that over here there's no tevea. Says the Gemara, what would be if there would be a tevea? That means, what happens if the two of them come over to him, two people walk over to him, and they say, you stole from us $100. Two separate people. He admits that he stole from one of them. He doesn't remember who. They know him as a kid who was in trouble, and he was stealing and he was damaging. They both come over to him, they tevea him for losses that they had. He knows that he did one. He wasn't mazik both. The chiyuv over there will be b'teres chiyuv. The Gemara adds a knech based on Bryce's, is that each one, in order to be moitzi moment from him, will have to be moitzi with a shvuah. Certainly not a shvuah deraisa. It's a shvuah anoitl, not a shvuah aniftorin. But they'll both have to make a shvuah, then they can be moitzi moment. The reason, the rationale behind the chiyuv, is that they're both being tevei b'teres bori. So even though we paskin that bori v'shem alav bori odiv, both of them are bori, he's a shema. Now, you could theoretically say he's a bori. He's a bori that he doesn't know both. But each one is a separate din Torah. So, klape each one, he's a shema. So, you could say bori v'shema, bori odiv, but that's not the pshat in the Mishnah. We pass in bori v'shema, love bori odiv. A bori can't be moitzi mama from a shema. The word is over here is that since he admitted that his chayiv is considered a bori as far as the chayiv is concerned, and ein achanami, they can only be moitzi mama with a shvuah. Another detail that we have to point out over here is the Lashon of the Mishnah and the Sefer, Oviv Shalachem Mikem Hivkid Limona. Why does the Mishnah talk about that? Why doesn't the Mishnah just said Echod Mikem Hivkid Limona? And the Gemara says something very interesting, but very logical. The Chiyuv over here, Lotz Sidei Shemayim, is because he did a Gzela and he has to come clean, and in order to patter up his Chiyuv, to wash his hands, he's going to have to pay both. Where he accepted a Pikodin from one or two people, he doesn't remember who it is. Who Be'etzim should be remembering over here? They should be remembering. He is taking somebody else's chavitz. He's doing a job. He's watching it. They are losing a chavitz that they entrusted. The burden of remembering who was the one who gave the chavitz is more on them than him. To call him a pashaya, similarly, is no chiv lotz de shemayim. The chiv lotz de shemayim nemtzach because you did a ma'isek zeila, you were pashaya and yenis pikadoin. But if the pashaya is theirs, so then there's no chiv, not lotz de shemayim. That's why the Mishnah says, I oviv shalachin mikem, because over there's no pshia on their part, they're the sons. So mele, the pshia is more his, so therefore he'd be chayiv v'chiyai gapna. At least lots of the shemai. Mishnah dal, shnaim shivkidu etzel echod, zemona v'zemasayim. Now we're back to Shomrim, and you can see where Mishnah Gimel flows straight into Mishnah dal. Two people were mafkid by one Shomer. They gave him at the same time. They're landing by an inn for Shabbos. The Gemara brings such cases. Two people are landing by an innkeeper, and they put in his safe. He knows that he got from one of them a mona masayim. What happens Matzah Shabbos? The sultan kicks in. Both of them say that 200 is mine. So what should he do? He, again, he's not mechuyiv to give masayim to both of them. He doesn't have to believe them. What should he do? Maybe you would say they should split the mono, which is a machlokes between the two of them. So the Mishnah says, no. Noisen lazem mono, v'lazem mono. V'ashay yemun achat shiovi aliyo. There's a din over here not to say momen amutu b'sofik yachloiku, but to leave it, to freeze the money. Not to give the money, or not to give money, because you're only going to give half to each, to a rami. Certainly you can't take the second one and give it to one. The other one's also claiming it. So split it. No. Don't give a rami money. There's one vade lawyer over here, Mechtesi. Now, l'chor yesh mokim lodun, they should have to give both of them the same. Not because we believe them, but why don't we have the same din that we had in Mishnah Gimel? So the Gemara says over here, the reason why you don't have that din is because they were mafkit together. Here, we wouldn't consider him a pshia to not remember who was the one with the sum of 200. People are putting money. It's Erev Shabbos. A bunch of people are giving him money. He's allowed to just put it in a safe, lock it up, and come back after Shabbos. The burden of proof and the zikaron shaboy is mutl on them. So the din of the Tanakam over here is Hashayim Unichat Shiovi Elio on the third mona. Omrev Yoisim Kain Mahiv Sidor Ramay. Basically comes in into Santa Taina. He says, Lamaisa, your Chazal are allowed to incentivize not being a Ramay. Mahiv Sidor Ramay, we want to give the Ramay a Zetz to force him not to pull such a shtick. In this case, he has nothing to lose. He might as well claim the 200 because he'll get his 100. Maybe he'll get part or maybe something of the second. What should he do in order to de-incentivize the Rama in this case? Take the whole thing and put it all, freeze up the whole thing in order to discourage him. Nobody's going to risk their original 100 in order to maybe get a second 100. The Gemara, in the beginning of the Masechta Nabeis, asks a straightforward question. The first Mishnah, Shnayim Oichsin B'Talis, two people are arguing who's picked up something, who owns it. The halacha is you make yachloiku. Why don't you say yachloiku here? Elamai, because you're not going to give money to a rami. So why don't we have a din over there not to give money to a rami and put the whole talus in escrow until the owner is nizbar? And the Gemara answers that by a talus, it's not 1,000%. It's definitely mistaber that one of them is lying. But it's not 1,000% mukhrach. It's possible both of them picked it up at the same time. And when they pick it up together, they're both koina, therefore each one has half. So it's not boru that the psak is a sheker, therefore you're allowed to make an award based on the klal momen amut v'safik yachloiku. Mashenken over here it's zikr sheker, because somebody has to remember that he gave 100, and the other fellow has to remember he gave 200. So therefore the din is over here, shayye munachat shayye elio, this din is l'kuli alma. Rabbi Yossi has his taina. There's one other pashta taina over here, which the Mufashim deal with, and that is l'maisa. You have two people coming to your Matzah Shabbos, Reuven and Shimon. They're being Teveh, the innkeeper. Reuven says, you owe me 200. The innkeeper says, no, I don't. I only owe you 100. Might be Mikzas. Schai v'shvur deraisa. Shimon the same. Shimon is Teveh 200. The innkeeper says 100. Schai v'shvur deraisa to Shimon. Rishonim, the raid is brought in the Tesis Yomtiv, have a landmark svara. The din of Maidu b'miktsas is because what it looks like is when Reuven's Tevei Shimon $100 and Shimon says, I don't owe you 100, but I owe you 50. What does it sound like? It sounds like maybe he admits. He doesn't want to lie. The Gemara says, "Ein other may is pun of the Fnei Bal Choyva." It's hard to look somebody that you owe money to in the eye and say, I don't know who you are. I don't owe you money. So that's hard for him to do. He's not doing that. What he's doing is he's downplaying because that's how much money he has. The other 50, he'll figure it out. Maybe I'll give it a different time. That's why we force him into the corner, we make mechayev him ashur. But what happens when you see that the person is telling the truth? There's clearly somebody honest here. You have an innkeeper. It's clear that he got 100 from one and 200 from the other. He's not making up anything. So what's the purpose of him making ashur? There's no chshash over here. It doesn't look like a situation where he's lying. It's clear that somebody gave 100, somebody gave 200, and he doesn't know. So what are you gaining with the shua? So the Rishonim are understanding a big yisoy that the shua is not just there to be mechayev, the shua is there to clarify. That's one point. The other point that could be made over here, some Rishonim say, is that since he hands over the 100, so it's what's called helich. Helich means Reuven's Tevei Hashem in $100, And Shimon says, I don't owe you 100, I owe you 50. He doesn't give over the 50. So Mela, he admits part of the claim, and the other part of the claim is outstanding. On that, to the Shvuot Hashem, Tia Ben Shneim. But where Reuven is Tevei Shimon for $100, Shimon says, here's the 50. Take it. Now let's discuss all the 50. I don't owe it to you. That we see what's going on really is two things. Here's the 50. It's off the table. The other 50, hey, look, here it is. Take it. The other 50, he's a koifra koil. So over here also. Betzem, here's the money. Here's the money, he says to Reuven and Shimon. Okay, so now the tvi is 100. And on that he's denying. On that he's denying. Well, at least Sofik, I don't know which one I'm going to cleave to. So therefore he's not chum chayiv to either one.